This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.
We are moments away, if not happening right now, for the Kentucky Oaks race going on. It's hard to keep an eye on the TV and which race is happening and host the show with you, Mark. So if you want to know what's happening within the race, go turn it on and watch for yourself. But we're also going to talk to someone on the other side here after this break. Matthew DeSantis, he's going to join us to break down this race, Kentucky Oaks, which will have hopefully just ended by that time. And then the Kentucky Derby tomorrow, because we've got to get some bets in for that. And for novice horse bettors out there, learn how to bet the Kentucky Derby, right? Because it can get confusing at times. But Mark, a whole lot easier to bet the NHL. A little bit easier than the Kentucky Derby, right?
Yeah, and more exciting to me. Like, I don't think there's anything more exciting than the NHL playoffs. Like, these games are great. I feel like every night there's a good one. So, you know, we got two on deck tonight, I believe. So I can't wait to hear, you know, all about them. I got to play on one of them. So hopefully, you know, picks a line with our guest.
All right. Well, let's check that out with our guest. Casey Hudson, sports betting analyst, covers the Tampa Bay Lightning. You can hear on the Believe Network and right here on the BetQL Network. Casey, appreciate you jumping on with us today. Yesterday's game, Bruins and Maple Leafs. Mark and I were both on the Bruins to close that game out. Maple Leafs come out. They win at home without Austin Matthews in the lineup. We're going to a game seven now. How was that one playing out? And do you have any intel on whether or not Matthews will be back in the lineup?
Yeah, that one was wild. I think a lot of us had that series closing out yesterday, but to our surprise, the Toronto Maple Leafs can play better defense than we've seen majority of the season. They came up high with 27 block shots and took away a lot of scoring opportunities and shooting lanes for the Boston Bruins. But for right now, it sounds like Matthews will not dress for the last game, and it's sounding like that's a higher percentage of no surprise there, whereas like William Nylander, we didn't know. It sounded surprising when it comes for game time, but I wouldn't really lean that out of the Leafs being able to put up a big fight. You saw Nylander come in clutch with two goals for his team, a guy that I have to give a Mousehead shout out to, and it might sound biased because I love Gopher hockey, but Matthew Nyes has been tremendous in playoffs since day one for the Maple Leafs. But if the Bruins cannot lean so much into the drama, I think they can close out this series. I still just have a little bit more faith in them. It's not all on Pastrnak's shoulders. Coyle needs to show up. Marchand needs to stop fighting with the refs and start getting involved in the game. And then DeBrusque was brilliant in the beginning of the series and kind of fell off there. So I think the Bruins can pull this together.
Mark, go with a question here, I just got to ask Casey something. You said you're a fan of Gopher hockey, like Minnesota Golden Gophers?
My favorite college hockey team. Yes. I saw college hockey, it was the Minnesota Gophers in Minnesota, and it was insane. I mean, it's the state of hockey for a reason, but I can't really explain how that further made me obsessed with the game and respect the game, obviously. But yeah, Matthew Nyes and company, every guy that's come off that roster in the past 2 years and coming off the roster in the upcoming 2 years, I'll be a fan of theirs regardless of where they go.
I went to a couple of those games growing up, and they were very, very fun. That atmosphere is wild in Minnesota. All right, Mark, go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No, no worries at all. It's good to hear. Get a little bit of tidbit of information. Golden Gophers hockey. Yeah. Love it. Glad to hear that you're on the Bruins, or at least expect the Bruins to close things out, because I do have an open-ended parlay where I need Boston and Dallas to advance to the next round. So that brings me to tonight's game. The Stars heading out to Vegas after falling down 0-2. They win the next three games. Just wanted to get your thoughts on tonight's action.
Yeah, the Vegas Golden Knights, I had them being the team that could sneak out with a steal here, but what they have to adjust is that because of the speed that Dallas produces, they have been forced, or at least all of their forwards have been forced, to play a lot more two-way hockey. So they're not being freed up to score as much. The breakouts that Dallas produces are really hard to keep up with. Obviously, Wyatt Johnson has been a beast, but it's more so Jason Robertson that's just been unbelievable two-way. Getting in the scoring tally, setting up his teammates, also tracking back to play tremendous defense. But I think the Vegas Golden Knights realize where they kind of made those mistakes, and they have to get ways to free up their forwards. Barbashev was a key player in the playoffs last year. He kind of sat so much in the defensive column the past couple of games. 29 hits is tremendous throughout an entire series, but he needs to be helping out in the scoring column. So I think they'll make the right adjustments. In my personal opinion, I think Thompson's also one of the best goalies in this series, and we'll probably see him between the pipes to help out his team. If that's the case, we're looking at a very close matchup. I can see it being a 2-2, maybe head into overtime with a 3-2 win. But I think Vegas can push this and tie up the series. I just think that it was one bad call, one bad mistake by a leader on their team last time that was extremely costly. Petrangelo is not known to really lose his temper in situations like that, but he did, and it costed his team a potential win or overtime battle. So I think that Vegas can pull it off tonight.
Casey, the other game tonight, game six between the Canucks and Preds. Other than game one in this series, the road team has won every game. So if that trend continues on tonight, then that means Vancouver is going to close out this series. How do you see this one going?
Yeah, I'm kind of going with Vancouver on this one. They're one of those teams that just kind of play solid hockey all the way down the stretch. Obviously, we saw how they snuck back into, I believe it was game four, with 6.2 seconds left on the clock. The biggest thing for the Canucks is the fact that Predators defense obviously has taken away a lot of their shooting lanes. They went from 28.4 shots on goal in the regular season to just 18.4 in the series. They only have six guys contributing to scoring versus the Predators' 11 contributing scorers. So they've got to find ways to free themselves up. But a lot of it, too, has been the goalie drama. You can't go into a series without your top guy between the pipes. And apparently Demko is skating a little bit. So I'm not 100% what we're going to see tonight. But if they don't have so many worries behind them and they can trust their defense to play their normal system in front of their goaltender, I think the Canucks can walk away with this one. I think it's still going to be pretty low scoring. Another one that's just going to be a battle to get, you know, anywhere close to two goals. I like the third period puck line movement here. Both of these teams tend to pick up those goals in the third period. Obviously, as we've seen them punch back into games and whatnot, but it's also been 6 third period goals for the Canucks, 5 for the Predators. So I would also take a look at the Canucks third period money line if you're not feeling so strong about them entirely sealing the deal tonight, but I think the Canucks can do it.
Casey, one of the matchups that's already set for the second round that's going to be getting on their way in the next couple of days is Rangers and Carolina. I think it's a tremendous matchup. I'm very excited. I have a little exposure on Carolina to make it to the Cup. Just wanted to get your overall thoughts on the series, how these teams match up, and how you think the series could play out.
Yeah, this is going to be probably one of the best series in my personal opinion. Statistically, these two teams kind of align neck and neck. They're almost a blueprint of one another. I will say, kind of looking at the series last year when the Hurricanes took on the Panthers won that because they outworked a Hurricanes team that really couldn't score. They changed that this year with the trade acquisitions that they collected. They've got scorers, they've got top special teams to perform, but in Carolina's best interest is going to be to keep the New York Rangers off of any special teams. Power play or penalty kill, you don't want to give them the opportunity because they can score on both. They picked up two shorthanded goals in round one. They have the ability to do that yet again. They showed that all throughout the season. And I think we're not giving enough credit to Anderson. He went up against an Islanders team that produced a lot more shots on goal, a lot more goal and scoring opportunities than the Capitals did. The Rangers swept a team that had a minus 134 differential. So it's going to be an adjustment, I think, for the Rangers to go against a team that's going to bring a lot more firepower their way. They took two of the three wins over the regular season, but they weren't facing Anderson. That was against Kochetkov, who we could potentially see during this round two series. But I think that the Hurricanes have a point to prove after being outworked by the Panthers last year to move through the Rangers. And I don't trust the Rangers to not choke. I am not taking anything away from Shesterkin and their talented players, but that's just kind of been the DNA the past couple of years.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Casey, the Avs have already punched their ticket to the next round. Who would they prefer to see? Who would be a better matchup for them, the Stars or the Knights?
Ooh, this is a great question because the Stars and the Knights are going to deliver two different scenarios here. The Golden Knights obviously are supposed to be better defensively. They still have their core from last season. I think that they would present the better challenge to an Avalanche team that's just so hard to keep from scoring. I mean, Jets had one of the top defenses in the NHL, and look what they just did to them. So I think we would see a little bit more fireworks if it was the Golden Knights versus the Avalanche. That hit total is going to be there, which has been an exciting thing throughout playoffs thus far. And plus, Georgiev has started to step up for the Colorado Avalanche. I have to give him his flowers, but you're kind of looking at equal matchups when it comes to their goaltenders as well. So it's going to be how much can the Vegas Golden Knights score? Can they get their top guys going again between Marchi, Barbashev, even like Howden was a big power play or playoff guy last season. So I feel like that would be a much more exciting series. What would make Dallas even more exciting though is their speed. So you're going against a highly offensive powered team in the Avalanche, but containing the speed of the Dallas Stars is going to be something that's going to really keep them on their heels a lot. So we'd probably see a lot of high scoring out of a matchup between those two teams, but I kind of want to see the Golden Knights face off with the Avalanche.
Casey, like 20 seconds. Who's going to the NHL, the Stanley Cup Finals, and who's winning?
Oh, who's winning? 20 seconds. I think I want to say the Panthers. They are the top team that checks all the boxes right now. I mean, whoever gets out of the Metropolitan Showdown is going to have a battle on their hands going against the Florida Panthers. The coaching is there. The mentality is there. The confidence is there. And they're still that team that can outwork their opponent in every category possible. They have speed. They have size. They have physicality. And they're just going to get progressively better as the series goes on. So if I had to take a wild pick, it's going to be the Panthers. If nothing else, it's going to be the Hurricanes. It's just kind of their time. And I like Rod Brind'Amour as a coach. He's one of my top coaches out there. So hopefully it's one of those two teams.
Well, Panthers are the number one seed in the East for a reason. She's Casey Hudson, betting analyst and covers the NHL. Casey, thanks so much for hopping on and joining us today.
Thank you guys so much.
Have a good weekend. We will see you. Mark, I kind of like the Panthers. I think that is a good pick. I mean, I haven't bet a ton of NHL, but as we get further along in these playoffs, the Panthers might be the team that I ride to the Stanley Cup Finals. Coming up, we have one more segment before we get to some derby with Matthew DeSantis. So we're going to break down tonight's MLB card and maybe a little WNBA preseason. That's coming up next on the other side. Stick with us here and You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.